Welcome to Fashion to Pharma,
your guide where style meets sustainability. Hi, I'm Vanessa Bell, once an international model, now a farmer with a passion for merino wool. Join me as we explore sustainable fashion, uncover the magic of Australian merino wool, and embrace eco-conscious living. Let's start this journey together. Welcome to Fashion to Pharma, where we celebrate sustainable fashion and the innovators leading the way. Today, we're joined by a visionary leader who is making a profound impact on the future of Australian fashion. Ainsley Simpson is the CEO of Seamless, Australia's pioneering clothing product stewardship scheme. Seamless is an independent, not-for-profit organisation, recognising the responsibility of fashion and clothing brands for the entire life cycle of their garments, from design to disposal. Its mission is to make Australian fashion truly circular by 2030, tackling the immense challenge of reducing the 200,000 tonnes of clothing waste that end up in Australian landfills each year. The need for Seamless is clear. Every year, over 1.4 billion new garments are manufactured or imported into Australia, with the average Australian purchasing 56 new items annually. Most of these are made from non-renewable materials, and over half end up in landfill, contributing to a carbon footprint of 13 million tonnes per year. Seamless emerged from a collaboration led by the Australian Fashion Council, alongside Charitable Recycling Australia, Queensland University of Technology, Sustainable Resource Use, and RAP UK. While the scheme design was spearheaded by this consortium, Seamless now operates as a standalone entity poised to drive systematic transformational change across the entire clothing life cycle. This has been such a valuable episode, and I'm truly, truly grateful for Ainsley's time today. I know you'll really enjoy it. Ainsley, it is an absolute privilege to have you here on Fashion to Pharma today. Thank you so much for joining.
Well, hello and thank you. Today I'm joining you from the leafy lands of the Darug people. And Vanessa, after many months of connection, it's so good to be here having this conversation.
Thank you. It is. It's wonderful. We've had lots of communication on platforms such as LinkedIn, so it's really, really lovely to meet you here today. So Ainsley, what's something our listeners might not know about you?
I would say that sunrise is my favourite time of day. I love watching the colours of the sky change. It's a new beginning, and it's when my mind and body are alive with possibility. So sunrise would be perhaps my feature, and nothing beats watching sunrise in nature with my hubby and a cup of tea.
That sounds glorious. You know, and speaking to someone that lives on the land, I would have to testify, I love sunrises. I am definitely a sunset girl though, especially after life on the land in the, you know, far western New South Wales. Sunsets are to die for. So the Australian Fashion Council played a pivotal role in bringing Seamless to life. Can you explain that journey and how Seamless evolved from an initiative within the AFC to becoming its own standalone entity?
Absolutely. So for those tuning in for the first time, Seamless is the world's first circular product stewardship scheme. And Clothing Stewardship Australia administers Seamless. We are now a standalone entity, as you mentioned. We've got our own board, a clear strategy, and a growing member base. But to recap the origins, because our beginnings are always our roots and important, in 2021, the Australian government funded a consortium to design a product stewardship scheme that considered action across the entire value chain, from clothing design to use to reuse, collection and recycling. Now, that consortium was led by the Australian Fashion Council, along with Charitable Reuse Australia, the Queensland University of Technology, Sustainable Resource Use, and RAP, Asia Pacific. So the Australian Fashion Council will remain a forever friend of Seamless and a long-term partner because we certainly have got shared vision for a future of fashion in the clothing industry. Now, in terms of the work that the consortium undertook, they adopted a best practice and multi-stakeholder approach to the design phase, collaborating with organisations across the value chain. As an example, this included several peak bodies like the Australian Retailers Association and National Retail Association, WEMA, the Waste Management Resource Recovery Association of Australia, and also ACOR, the Australian Council of Recycling. Now, the scheme was designed by 2023 with a view that manufacturers, importers, distributors, and retailers are responsible for reducing the environmental impacts of clothing across the life cycle. So that is, you know, the full length from product design and how that all relates to durability, repairability, reusability, and recyclability so that we reach a circular economy by 2030. So the methodology was really strong and robust. It provided the evidence base which informs all of the key parameters of the scheme, and these were documented in various outputs, some of those which are all accessible on the AFC's website as well as the Seamless website, seamlessaustralia.com, are the global scan report, the clothing material flow analysis, we did economic modelling, and then also there is a detailed design report which was the formative document co-designed with industry. Now, in June 2023, which seems a world away, but just last year, the Minister for the Environment launched the Seamless design, as well as the roadmap to circularity by 2030. And at that time, she announced the six key brands or foundation members that would guide the establishment phase and the operations of this new standalone entity. So it's been a really busy year. In June this year, Minister Tanya Plibersek, alongside Australia's First Lady Jodie Hayden, joined us for the operational launch, and we celebrated 62 responsible brands and over 120 value chain supporters that had joined Seamless, and now we're well into operations.
Well, congratulations, Ainsley. That is super exciting. And to be leading the world, I mean, it's such an incredible initiative and, you know, one that I'm excited to join and be involved with. I think there's just so many brands out there that will become aware of Seamless and be able to contribute. And I suppose, you know, as we've just been making or touching on there, that Seamless is really set to revolutionise the way we think about clothing in Australia. And I suppose, you know, it's that elevator pitch really and being able to explain it's your core mission. How does it aim to address this significant issue of clothing waste?
So our purpose is to work with brands and other key stakeholders to prioritise nature and help people choose, enjoy and recycle their clothing more responsibly. So typically extender producer responsibility schemes, or ERPs in Europe and here in Australia, product stewardship scheme, largely focus at the end of life. But a circular clothing industry is one where responsible stewardship and citizenship is embedded across the clothing life cycle, as I mentioned, from design and production through to how we wear, care and share our clothes, and then importantly, how we recirculate them at the end of their useful life. Now, Seamless recognises that any brand that places clothing on the Australian market is responsible for the entire life of that garment. The scheme is funded by a per garment levy, which is contributed by brands or stewards who make the responsible choice to join Seamless as members. And that includes your brand, Vanessa Bell. So from July 2024, Seamless members contribute 4 cents for each garment placed on the Australian market, or contribute at a reduced rate of 3 cents, 25% discount, for each garment that meets an annually agreed set of criteria, which then drives the use of more sustainable materials and practices that extend the life of clothes. So we call these criteria eco-modulated levy payments. Now, in these economically challenging times, the responsible brands that have joined Seamless see the benefit of pooling resources and investment to deliver on their business priorities. And those include things like diversifying their revenue models, creating financial efficiencies, and mitigating climate risk. And all of those broadly align with Seamless's strategic goals. And we've got four pillars of priority: circular design, circular business models, closing the materials loop, and citizen behavior change.
Well, it's incredible. There's so many different rabbit holes I'd love to run down there. I think, you know, what's so exciting there is from inception, as you said, looking at that garments journey from inception in market and being able to also, if it's then registered and if it's meeting the eco-credentials globally, we're also setting that garment up for long-term success, i.e. it's in terms of the value of that particular garment in the mind of the consumer. Once it then is potentially resold, it's also holding its value because that consumer is then able to track the journey of that garment. Where was it produced? So, for example, in my case, we're working to a level where we're wanting to be able to have the consumer identify back to the flock of sheep and the traceability of meeting those responsible business pathways through the people that we work with, the partnerships we have. But then, you know, as you said, going back through the circular, the re-commerce is now going to be just as powerful as the initial sale, so that we're able to demonstrate to the consumer that it's actually an investment to purchase wisely and to purchase products that are made of natural fibres in particular, because they hold their value. And if you're able to document the entire journey of that garment, that's incredibly good, not only strategically for our economy, but obviously for the planet. So I think, you know, I think that's incredibly powerful. So we're also discussing there that Seamless became operational on the 1st of July, 2024. Fantastic. I wish that I hadn't have been in a paddock very far away, because I would have loved to have been having a champagne with you to celebrate. So Ainsley, what are the immediate priorities for the next 12 months to drive the Australian clothing industry towards circularity by 2030?
So all of our activity centres on delivering on those strategic priorities. So our focus is going to be threefold in this first year: members, metrics, partnerships. So on the members front, we are going to continue building our collective of brands and supply chain partners, as this shift really needs a critical mass of industry that is willing, able, and excited just like you, so that we can collaborate on these shared goals, develop shared solutions, and importantly, take ownership for our shared responsibility. Collaboration will always be the core to achieving these circularity outcomes. When it comes to metrics, this is a very important year for us, setting the baseline of data across those key priority areas, so that we've got an evidence base that informs our targets and that we can measure our collective progress in a really meaningful way every single year as we make our way to 2030.
Sorry, I was just going to say, it's just so exciting. I think when you're in the you know, front row, as you are, of orchestrating all of this, and you're very close to it, and you know, it's obviously a process, and there's the implementation of having to execute something that is of such a scale. But for brands such as myself, it's also in these really tricky times, providing a sense of confidence and support that when we're engaging within the Australian market or exporting, that we then have this, you know, incredible structure that sits there that can guide us in what has historically been just, you know, really tricky territory. So it's from my perspective and on behalf of other Seamless members to be, because I'm out there encouraging, if you're listening now, I would highly recommend that you jump onto Seamless and sign up, because it's such an exciting thing to be a part of.
Oh, thanks, Vanessa. It's very true. If we do have more and more folks joining us, this isn't a journey that you need to travel alone. And I think that part of establishing this baseline is creating that visibility. Collectively, we can't hit a target we can't see. But I think if everyone has the same view of where we're at right now and what our business as usual is, then much like in work and in life, how you measure it is how you behave. And most important for Seamless and all of our members, we have to measure what matters.
Oh, that's so powerful and it's so true. And Seamless is working on developing better circular design practices with its members. We touched on this before, but what role does eco-modular criteria play in incentivizing sustainable fashion design?
So 80% of the ecological impacts of a product are locked in at the design phase. And this is a really well-referenced quote. It's research out of the European Commission. And what it does is it brings to life that when you are considering the full life cycle of a product and its potential impact through production through to end of life, all of those impacts are determined and embedded, in our case, in every single garment, by product designers. So at the very, very early stages of clothing creation. So our top two objectives for circular design in year one are first to develop better practices, principles and methodologies for circular design with our members and supporters, and also to further define those eco-modular criteria so that it benefits brands to do better by designing garments with material that is renewable, recyclable, and safe. Our target by 2030 is that 100% of Seamless brand members have embedded circular design principles in their product development. And so we're starting with the end in mind. We've introduced eco-modulation right from the outset because that helps us drive this important shift. And it simply is, it means that every responsible brand is rewarded with this reduced contribution on every single garment that they're placing on the market. So from 1 July, just so that your listeners are really clear, garments that meet eco-modulation criteria are those that have a primary material made from a mono-material or a single fiber at a rate of at least 95%. Now, it's important that I make clear that this is a signal. It is a criterion that is going to evolve and be refined over the next 12 months and every other year after that in collaboration with our members so that we continually reward better practice. Not every brand is in the same place, and it's really important to meet people where they are.
Absolutely, and I think I've spoken about this before. At an organic level, and you know, the pressures on small business in Australia in particular is really challenging on all sorts of levels, not only driven by the economy, but also by red tape in terms of the business of the business. Being rewarded for doing something in your business is really satisfying. Obviously, as a wool grower, it's music to my ears to hear that natural fibres such as cotton and merino will be rewarded. But beyond that, I would also bring the conversation around to comfort. You know, from a sheer design perspective, it's really important that when you're setting out as a designer, or if you're looking at bringing a brand to life, that the end result in using natural fibers speaks for itself. It's just it's a win-win for the consumer in terms of comfort, but also for the environment. On that, obviously, circular business models are really a crucial aspect of sustainability. What kind of insights are you able to share in terms of best practices, and how do you see these models evolving in Australia?
So our objective for circular business models is to work with members to scale new diversified revenue models so that we prolong the life of clothes, like you've just been mentioning, but also we create new value, lowering the demand on virgin resource use. It also means embedding circularity in the fabric of business, which starts with leadership. It extends through all of your systems and processes, and it also means adequately resourcing and enabling people from the boardroom to the graduate pool into the paddock, that is the new way forward. Our 2030 target is that 100% of Seamless members have evaluated and adopted relevant circular business model practices. And sustainability is becoming our sector's culture. We already know that it's possible. Other sectors are progressing in leaps and bounds, and there are so many great examples of circular business models that our responsible brands and supporters are innovating towards already. And just a few examples that are top of mind would include brands like Elk and eBay, Oriton, The Vault, and Citizen Wolf.
Brilliant. I was actually at eBay's offices the other day at an Australian Fashion Council forum, which was just a brilliant session with eBay, and they were really taking us down that path and sharing some incredible insights on that. So it was it's very exciting to see what's possible. And I think when we're looking at also then stepping into recycling and reprocessing clothing, that's very much closing the loop in the fashion industry. What do you see as being some of the most promising technologies and practices Seamless are exploring to make this a reality in Australia?
Well, I'll start by saying that it's been absolutely fantastic to see the response from the reuse and recycling sector joining us as supporters and backing our work plan. From a recycler's perspective, we've seen chemical, mechanical and customer-facing organisations join us, like Samsara Eco. We've got Textile Recyclers Australia, Resource Co, Recycle, Shreddix, and then also peak bodies like WEMA, led by Gail Sloan, who actively educating their members and encouraging them to collaborate and inform our future. Our priorities for closing the loop are to significantly expand the existing clothing collection and sorting practices so that we've got an effective reuse system that enables clothes to be kept at its highest use for as long as possible time. But it also means starting to plan for our national collection sorting and reprocessing program. And that also means putting in place Seamless's support program for accredited providers. Now, from a recycling perspective, we do need to make sure that we baseline all of the material flows and current end markets. We have to develop a nationally consistent taxonomy for recycling and reuse so that terms like reuse and recycling are not used interchangeably. Things like wearable, saleable, and unwearable are accessible terms and widely understood. We're also going to start benchmarking current and emerging recycling technologies. We need to get a sense of what our sector capabilities are and then analyse the capacity and capital requirements that we require for the most viable and sustainable recycling practices for Australia. Now, there is always a need for us to scan the horizon for innovation, but I think that we can also improve and more effectively leverage and amplify what we've already got. And that's quite an important place for us to recognise that innovation is really a spectrum. We've got the invention end, which is all the shiny and new, but we've also got continuous improvement, and we need to do all of it at the same time. Now, recently, the Queensland Government and Salvo Stores, along with many of our supporters, announced Project Boomerang. It's a pilot project in Southeast Queensland. This is going to be the very first automated textiles sorting and decontamination plant in Australia, and it's using technology out of Europe. Now, this is a really exciting opportunity to trial one of many national solutions to responsibly reduce the rate of clothing going to landfill domestically and using textile recovery, reuse and recycling working collaboratively together. Now, we're looking to invite projects like these to apply to become recognised Seamless pilots. There is absolutely no place for siloed concepts in system level change. So we're encouraging collaboration so that solutions that benefit all Australians are readily shared and rapidly scaled.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And as a farmer who has been through more droughts than I'd care to remember. You know, I take us back to the 2019 drought. And, you know, I remember just standing there in red dirt was in my work boots looking at yet another wheat crop that had failed, and the just sheer frustration of the disconnect between city and country, of not understanding the importance of water. And I feel there's a huge opportunity in terms of recycling textiles, natural fibres, and being able to look at how that can be recomposted in being able to absorb and protect lands from losing water. There's different, you know, this is obviously not my forte and not my area of expertise, but just as a farmer on spec, there, I believe, is an opportunity to use fibres that can obviously naturally biodegrade and return natural nutrients back to the soil, but be in a position where we're leveraging, as you said, not working in silos, leveraging across industry to see how we can reclaim some of the textiles back into a compostable situation where we are actually reinvigorating soils and you know, making sure that we're not having unnecessary loss of water.
It's a really important connection. Your podcast is Fashion to Farmer, and I think it's Farmer to Fashion to Farmer, because when we look at a circular economy, it really is about leaning into those regenerative opportunities. And there are many if we're striving for the same thing.
Absolutely. And I believe Cotton Australia in particular are doing tremendous work in this area. So, you know, a shout out to the team there. I know that Seamless really emphasises on changing consumer behaviour as part of its mission. How do you plan to encourage Australians to rethink how they choose, enjoy and recycle their clothing?
Well, just like we've been saying, whether you are urban or regional or remote, our vision is an accessible, convenient and free system for all Australians to reuse and recycle their wearable and unwearable clothes. We want to normalise reuse and keep clothing at that high value for the longest possible time. That is going to include encouraging better choices, whether you buy, when you buy, where you buy, but also how you wear, care and share your clothes, but most importantly, what you do when your clothes are not fit for a friend and have reached their end of life. And at the moment, are headed largely for ragging and then onto the red bin. But we are going to get started this year in raising the profile of all of our responsible brands as a start, and then have some really highly targeted citizen campaigns. And of course, going back to our three priorities this year, we welcome partnerships.
Brilliant. And I think just on looking at our younger generation, in terms of the shift in consumer behaviour, it's almost become like a sport now where they can go back and look at the re-commerce and think, oh my goodness, you know, there's that Zimmerman jacket, or there's the, you know, in fact, I was chatting to the girls at eBay the other day, and they were saying that Zimmerman is actually now a higher search return than I think it was Lego they were talking about in terms of people looking to search up Zimmerman as a potential purchase second time round. So it's really interesting to see the shift in consumer behaviour, that it's become quite cool and quite fun to actually seek out products that previously, you know, you would only buy the first time around. So I think that's quite fun in it. You know, a good way of looking at it.
And great that Zimmerman is one of our responsible brands.
Exactly, exactly. No, I was actually on a panel with Mark the other day speaking to the Italian embassy, and all of this came up and more, but it's really great to see Zimmerman, a fantastic, iconic Australian brand, just leading the charge. They're doing tremendous work. So we've been through the mechanics of Seamless in terms of being a stewardship scheme. Did you want to share any more on that, or are you able to provide our audience with some insight in terms of how do member contributions to the fund actually transform the clothing industry?
So that initial levy that we've commenced the scheme with was determined through economic modelling, global benchmarking and broad industry consultation. 4 cents is a fair and reasonable contribution to commence the scheme. And as I mentioned, it's going to be evolved over time together with our members. So in terms of those pooled funds, the modelling did determine where the distribution is going to go, and it will always be towards our 4 priority areas. So in terms of circular design, how we're promoting clothing design that is renewable, recyclable, safe, and increasingly traceable. From a circular business model perspective, fostering new models for reuse and repair and rental and other services that prolong the life of clothes and business culture that adopts those kind of practices. By and large, closing the materials loop in terms of collection sorting and recycling is going to be the largest proportion of investment. This is going to expand all of those practices and make sure that we have economically viable recycling and activated end markets for the resource that is then outputted. And then, as we've just been talking about, citizen behaviour change will encourage Australians to do better in how they choose and care and recycle their clothing. So the funding pool is going to be managed by Clothing Stewardship Australia, fondly known as Seamless. We will provide updates to all of our members in our monthly newsletter and more formally twice a year, every year. Of course, the organisation is governed by our board of directors. Members are going to be actively involved in our work plan through working groups and consultation and surveys and action plans. And there'll be a whole range of opportunities to guide and inform our future work plan. And then, of course, the scheme as itself has got both technical governance and operational providence for data reporting, auditing, and investment recommendations in terms of where we are looking to drive forward those strategic priorities.
Excellent. That's incredible. So Seamless has already garnered support from major brands. How do you envision the participation of both large and small brands evolving as the scheme gains momentum?
Vanessa, Seamless is for everyone. And we've seen a whole swath of brands, large and small, join us already. But having written to and engaged with the top 30 brands by volume and genuinely welcomed so many that are committed to impact, I can confidently say that every organization has a natural limit in the sustainability change that they are able to create on their own. So this is a decision that is not about if this is right for you, but rather when this is right for you. Now, much like the Environment Minister has been saying, I will add my voice for all of those that are sitting on the fence. The time is now. And the time is now because if we even look at research recently published by Monash, it shows that despite the cost of living crisis, sustainability is an important factor for nearly 50% of Australian shoppers. So your customers do expect it. And purpose and meaningful work is important for all of your employees. And looking at the global headwinds, your shareholders, financiers, insurers, landlords, and the government will soon command it. But I think more importantly is that the future deserves it. And as human beings, we all have the responsibility of being good ancestors.
This is so incredibly powerful. Ainsley, my property is 22,500 hectares. So for context, that's over twice the size of Paris. And when you live in nature and you're completely immersed in everything from, you know, rushing rivers and platypus playing to, you know, being out riding and glancing down and seeing, you know, just snakes making their way across pathways and the energy and the raw vibrancy that comes through nature. And most people don't have that. I understand that. I'm very, very privileged, completely understand that. But that kind of privilege comes with, I believe, a sense of responsibility that I have to do my level best to protect it and to get out there and get the message out there that, as you said, now the time is now. The time is, I think the conversation around this whole greenwashing really irritates me, but that again, that's another discussion. We have to get really, really aware of what is around us. And when you're in a city and you're in New York and you're nowhere near a rainforest or you're not mustering cattle or sheep like I am, you're completely disengaged from the environment. And I think part of what I'm trying to do is we need to talk about creating, as we have, as you've done with Seamless, we need to be able to create an opportunity for brands to seek guidance, to have that support, but we also need to take it beyond that. And ultimately, we're creating products for consumers. And consumers need to be much clearer about being not only part of the story, but being actually story doing is part of the way I look at it, becoming actually part of that brand. So part of what I'm looking at doing is really promoting the natural fibers. Obviously, in my case, it's wool. But then taking that consumer on a journey through, hopefully, you know, we're looking at doing augmented reality and more into virtual reality so that you can be sitting in your office in New York wearing one of my jumpers as you're about to go into a board meeting. But you can also be in the shed and see me penning up with my sheep and see me in the mills talking or being, you know, in a flock of sheep as they're you know, getting to the end of the day and settling down for the night. It's all about creating experiences that actually connect so that it's not just about, it's not a gimmick. It's not about just, oh, we're here, you know, for tapping into how can we sell something. Really, ultimately, it's about making good decisions at the very beginning so that the consumer can be on the journey. And once we have that consumer locked in from the very beginning, we'll have them for life. And so I think this is it's a full circle. It's about making sure that through, in my case, biodiversity and carbon and energy products, I can then make it really traceable and transparent to my consumer about the importance of giving back to the environment. So I just wanted to just touch on that because I think you're right, it's never too early. And regardless of how small you are, I mean, when you look at the statistics, micro businesses run by female founders make up the majority of fashion businesses in Australia, running in terms of retail or being out there on the front line, and then obviously moving into SMEs. And so I think if we can encourage, and I really love what you said about this is for everyone, I really would encourage people, regardless of how small your business is, to think about the entire picture, think about how we can give back to the consumer and to engage with Seamless. So you mentioned that we're, you know, you're working with you know, different recycling and waste companies, and I see that Seamless is seeking accreditation via the Australian Government's Recycling and Waste Reduction Act of 2020. What does this accreditation mean for the scheme and its stakeholders?
So Vanessa, clothing was placed on the minister's product priority list. What that means is that we are on the road to regulation. So becoming a government accredited scheme is really our first signpost. And for those like your brand standing tall beside us, you've helped chosen to help prepare and pave that pathway so that when regulation comes, we are regulated on market failures, not just a broad brush approach. And we know that many others are going to join us along the way on this roadmap to responsibility. But I can say that Seamless will be relentless in advocating for a level playing field. All brands placing clothing on the Australian market need to be held to account, whether they are large or small, Australian or international. And by becoming a government accredited scheme, it verifies that the beneficial environmental and social outcomes that are being delivered by the scheme are contributing to Australia's recycling objectives and circular economy objectives. It also tells the Australian citizens and the people, consumers, customers, community, that with that logo, your organisation belongs to a scheme that has the government's stamp of approval, and you are contributing to a circular economy. It provides Seamless members the assurance that we're working together to reduce all these negative impacts and importantly, be able to demonstrate some of their sustainability claims when competing for government procurement activities. So by becoming a Seamless member, you're going to have access to training and webinars in circular design for your teams and your supply chains. There'll be pilot programs where you can test new business models in a de-risked environment. You can partner and have access to global networks in circularity. And most importantly, you'll have access to resources and a base of accredited providers and partners that you might choose to work with in the future. So I think that there are multiple benefits and being part of that shaping of what our regulated future might look like is just one of them.
I think that's wonderful. It's just so, you know, so many valuable opportunities and benefits there for, as you said, for businesses that are small or larger SMEs. I think it's, you know, they're all outstanding. Very much looking forward to participating. That's very exciting. So some of the, you know, it's been a journey, obviously, and it's been quite fast paced for you to get to where you are right now. What are some of the biggest challenges Seamless has faced in its journey so far, and how have you addressed them?
So I would say that one of the biggest challenges is managing expectations. We have a very ambitious agenda, and it is in an industry, as you just mentioned, that is very fast paced. So I've been very clear. The scheme will not be polished at the starting gates. We are going to progress incrementally and exponentially together. This first year is really about baselining our key metrics. It has to be the first order of priority. If I reflect on one of the biggest highlights in how we've been standing up the scheme in the past few months, I would have to say that for responsible brands, the fortitude, generosity and genuine way that executive leaders have lent into Seamless has been a wonderful surprise.
Isn't that marvelous? That's really great, because I firmly believe in partnering with people that are anchored in values. So I speak of my values often. Mine are courage, innovation and integrity. And that it's incredible when you bring heart-led leaders together and who really believe in elevating the industry with the same level of enthusiasm, anchored in the same values, and really clear about their intention and purpose. It's really tremendous to see what's possible. And as I said, look at how far Seamless has come in a relatively short amount of time. And when you're talking about leading the charge globally, it's just, that is so wonderful to hear, because I think it's also very much, I believe, part of the Australian spirit is to really, you know, get in and not be too proud, and actually to get in and do the work together. So I think it's a really great foundation. And, you know, obviously you need the strength and the good strategy to be able to expand. And that's just so exciting. So looking ahead, how wonderful. Looking ahead, can you share any exciting news or upcoming initiatives? You've told us your absolute core, what you need to focus on for the future. But is there anything that you really like to just sort of finish off with, or how you feel that, these things that you're focusing on now will really further reshape the fashion landscape in Australia and beyond?
Well, much like you've just shared, Vanessa, it is about staying really focused on our purpose. Seamless is purposeful and values-led, which is why there is alignment with so many responsible brands. But we're also industry-owned and government-supported, and that is it's a privilege which we won't take for granted. I think we do have an ambition in spades, but we're also committed to a just transition, and that is going to be how we lead the way. And guide a transformation that provides us with a resilient circular economy that prioritizes the environment and nature, but also people and economic well-being rather than just one factor. I do think that we can make progress and touch on all of those things at the same time.
Just outstanding. So brilliant. So Ainsley, I ask this question to all of my guests, so don't feel like you're not alone. if you could make one change for a more sustainable future in fashion, what would it be?
Without a doubt, I would say embracing sustainability as a culture, because when things get tough or tougher, they are and they will be, you remain collectively grounded in knowing that better never stops.
I absolutely love that. That is such a powerful way to finish our discussion today. Thank you so much. That's a really such a clear, profound statement, and I could not agree more. So Ainsley, where can listeners connect with you or learn more about Seamless?
Well, thanks for listening, and please do learn more. You can Find out more about Seamless at our website, seamlessaustralia.com. You can follow our progress. We're on most social channels and you can sign up to our monthly newsletter. You can reach out to us directly on info@seamless.org.au. And of course, you're welcome to connect with me directly on LinkedIn. No matter where you are, what's most important is that you start.
Amazing, Ainsley. And for our audience's benefit, please know I'll share all of those contacts in our show notes today so you can absolutely get in contact with Ainsley or the broader Seamless team. But Ainsley, it's been just such a joy having you on Fashion to Pharma today. You've shared so many insights, so many nuggets of gold. And if you are, you know, a small business out there in the fashion industry, I would highly encourage you to join up to Seamless as a member. As Ainsley has so generously shared, there are so many incredible benefits for you to do so. And again, I'm just so grateful for your time today. Thank you so much, Ainsley.
Oh, you are so welcome, Vanessa. Thank you for being a responsible brand, but also creating impact in this really useful, valuable, accessible way.
Thank you, Ainsley. Bye for now.
Take care.